And welcome, everybody, to episode 567 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Eric the Great. Breakman the Bold will be in shortly. Eric, how was your week, man?
It was all right, I guess.
Yeah, decent. You didn't get caught up in the Black Friday crowds, did you? Did you?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I avoided it for the most part. I went after, and I still got what I needed, which is weird. I thought everything would be sold out. But lots to talk about on the show today, Eric. We'll be talking Black Friday later on. You know, what we got, what we didn't get, what we thought was worth it, et cetera, et cetera. Still going on. So if you're listening to this probably on a Saturday or late Friday evening, you'll be able to get some of those deals online. Or if you head to Walmart and stuff, but we'll be talking about it in a little bit. Let's go ahead and start with the news.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
From RPG site, we've got the newest Neptunia game's been announced. It's being called VVV Tunia.
Jesus Christ, man.
Which has a story involving virtual idols. Kind of like Kizuna Ai and Kaguya Luna and those kind of YouTube virtual YouTubers.
Yeah.
That kind of deal. But anyways, it takes place on the planet emo, as in the music genre.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
But a digital universe known as Virtual Land is on the verge of being destroyed by monsters called the Anti. But of course the four goddesses get involved and shenanigans happen.
And stuff happens, yeah. I wish I could.
It's an action RPG, so it makes it sound like it's going to be a sequel slash successor to the other ones, like Action Unleashed and versus the Zombies and the Four Goddesses Online, which I still need to play and review. But
okay.
But it also is apparently going to have this system where you can read videos to generate items and accessories.
Okay. All right. Or
watch. I think that was supposed to be watch, but it says read.
Yeah. Have you played any of the Neptunias, Eric?
Yeah, I've played a lot of them.
Is it a fun series? Is it a series that people should really take notice of, or is it one that's...
If you don't care about having, like, super serious plot lines and you just want anime girls doing goofy crap, then it's an okay series.
Okay.
The gameplay isn't bad.
Yeah.
It's definitely not, like, Devil May Cry quality, but
yeah,
it's enjoyable for what it is.
Yeah. Slagar's asking if the Mandalorian is a real Star Wars yet. Yes, it is. It's part of canon. I'm pretty sure.
Disney wouldn't do something that wasn't canon.
Yeah,
because they purged most of that stuff.
Yeah,
even though they seem to be pilfering ideas from the extended universe with this new movie.
Yeah. Free Five says he's talking about Avengers Endgame. When Tony snapped, he sent everyone who had come from the past back to the past. One of the deleted scenes that happened after his snap had Gamora in it. That's probably why they deleted it then. All right, anything else on that story, Eric?
Not really.
All right, next story comes to us from Zulkanera. To the Moon, Episode 3 is called Imposter Factory and will appear in late 2020. Multiple teases from Freebird Games composer Khan Gao on Twitter. The next entry in the To the Moon series has been revealed. Late 2020, I just said that. People will be able to play it on PCs. It will be available on GOG, Humble, and Steam for Windows, Mac, and Linux. And it's got an official website opening soon. Connection to the Moon and Finding Paradise has not yet been made clear. Maybe it's a sequel, maybe it's a prequel, maybe it's both. Regardless of how it connects to the prior games, people do not have to play the original adventures to understand what's happening here. It's a standalone tale. And so there we go. Late 2020. It's in development for the Nintendo Switch as well. That's kind of odd that they wouldn't go to the other systems first, but whatever. Okay, Eric, next story.
Excuse me. Next story is also from Silicon Era, and it's about a visual novel named Heaven Burns Red from Key. And for the 21st anniversary, they're celebrating with this release of a game that's headed to the iOS and Android, which is an odd platform for a visual novel to start off on.
Yeah, for sure.
They're probably going to deport it from there, because apparently it's a lot easier to port a mobile game to a different platform than it is the other way around.
Yeah. Winsock is in chat. What's up, Winsock?
Which is why Romancing Saga 3 has some jank in it that remind me, yeah, this is a game that was also developed for the mobile in mind.
Yeah. Alright. Anything else? But,
it's a collaboration between Key and Wright Flyer Studios. The studio is trying smartphone hits such as the Shometsu Toshi series, which I don't know anything about, and developer of ForwardWorks Wild Arms Million Memories, which is ending service soon, which I didn't use as a news article because no one cares about a mobile game.
Yeah, nobody really cares about... Well, I know we don't... I mean, other than, like, the Switch, like, do you play games on your phone, Eric? I know I do.
Not really.
The only one that really does is Breakman, and he doesn't... I mean, he's mostly into, like, Record Keeper and stuff like that, but, yeah. All right, what else you got, Eric? Anything else?
No, that's really it. I mean, there's some stuff that, like, where the directors apparently talk about stuff, but yeah. I don't think anyone else cares about that.
Freak 5 says Break is probably late because he's waiting until you're done with the news so he doesn't have to look
Let's
like
Let's save the next article until Break gets back because okay. I think he should read it.
Okay, he doesn't want to look like a fool mispronouncing a word. Yeah, probably Freak 5. That's probably... All right, I'll skip the next one. I'll keep that one for Break if he gets in. This comes to us from Silicon Era. Romancing Saga 3 Switch physical copies coming to Asia in 2020. No real date, so I think that's the whole story, except that the good news is the language options, like Final Fantasy 7 and 8 Remastered Twin Pack and Dragon Quest 1, 2, and 3 compilation, English translation will be available on the Romancing Saga 3 Switch physical copy. It and Japanese are the two confirmed languages so far. So there you go. If you want to import the physical copy of Romancing Saga, there you go.
I mean, the game's almost expensive enough to justify a physical release at that price. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Freak says...
So the digital release is $30.
Yeah, Freak says...
So it's probably only about $10 or $20 more.
Yeah. Freak says, Frank, aren't you still playing Marvel Puzzle Quest on your phone? See, it's the only game that I play on my phone, Freak 5. And I play it, like, probably, what, 10 minutes, and I'm done. So, there you go. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is, kind of worries me a bit, because this is the guy that made the 13 games. But Final Fantasy VII Remake adds Final Fantasy XIII's director Motomo Toriyama as one of its co-directors. That's all I really have to say. That's the article. But
yeah, it's interesting. But
as long as he doesn't have to shoehorn characters that he just stands for like a motherfucker, Lightning, then I guess it's okay as long as he is good about picking out decent writers, because that's something that 13 didn't have.
It's kind of late in the game to be adding another co-director, don't you think, Eric? Like, that's it's kind of weird. I don't know. 13 wasn't the greatest game either in the series. I don't know. It's kind of a head scratcher for me, Eric. So. I think you kind of feel the same way, like, you know.
They probably might want to avoid a situation like 12 where the pressure from developing 12 got to the original director and they had to get a new one. So maybe they're just there to help lighten the load.
Yeah, maybe. All right, let's move on to another story.
They probably want to get these games out faster. That's why.
Yeah, let's move on to another story from Siliconera. Mega Labyrinth Live PC version will appear on December 10th, 2019. So there you go. Fan service roguelike is heading to a new platform.
It's based on the Switch version, so it doesn't have any of the censorship of the PS4 version.
Yeah. Freak says, you're probably still playing Flappy Bird. How dare you, Freak 5? And I'll have you know I could probably beat you at Flappy Bird, son of a bitch. D3 Publishers confirmed that Omega Labyrinth Life PC release will be based on the Nintendo Switch version of the game. This means it will include Bloom Break illustrations, touch events, Opie appraisal, every Hot Springs illustration, has Pi touch action, whatever that means, and includes the Rock, Paper, Scissors minigame. It also has the uncut opening and ending movies. So that's pretty cool. Less censored than the Switch version, I'm assuming. So there you go. All right, Eric, you're going to have to do the Mega Man story.
Well, when Break gets back, we can get his commentary on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Mega Man. No, it says Mega Man, but this is Rockman because this, at least so far, is only in Japan that this is happening. But Rockman 8, Rockman X4, and X5, and the whatever the Misadventures of Tron Bon is called in Japan are being delisted from the Japanese PS archives for PlayStation 3, PlayStation Portable, and Vita on December 13th.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting.
There's no reason as to why. I mean, I don't think people will miss X4 and X5, especially X5, but and May 8, because you can get the legacy collections for those games instead.
Ah.
But there is no such collection for the Tron Bon, and just doing Tron Bon by itself and not the other Legends games is odd. Hmm. But I'm guessing they just haven't got around to that yet, and they just maybe they can only delist so many titles at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe they're planning on doing a collection for the Legends games.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. You know they're coming out with more of those collections. They were pretty successful.
But if you're going to do the Legends games, you might as well throw a couple of non-Legends games in there just to fill out the number of games. Because only having a collection of 3 games...
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Compared to, like, the other collections that had, like, 6 or more.
Yeah. Okay, that's...
No, it was, like, 6 and then 4 and then 4 and then it just kept doing 4 because it was easier to split that way.
Yeah. All right, that was the news. We'll ask Break what he thinks about that Mega Man story when he gets back in.
Although the Zero ZX collection is another 6-game collection, so...
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let us move on.
I don't think so. No, we don't play that.
Okay, right now there are so many Black Friday discounts still going on. They'll probably still be going on by the time you hear this on late Friday or Saturday. I mean, where do we begin, Eric? You mentioned you picked up Catherine Full Body Edition for $25, I believe, from Best Buy. Am I correct in that?
Yeah.
Okay. Best Buy has a slew of sales. I mean, I could go through them. I think I went through them last week in detail, but I mean, off the top...
I also picked up Resident Evil 7.
Off of the top of my head, I think there were all the $9.99 PlayStation Hits games, including Until Dawn, Neo, Bloodborne... Uncharted 4, the Uncharted Collection, Last of Us Remastered, God of War, and also they had Spider-Man Game of the Year Edition for $15, which I did happen to pick up, there was one more I wanted to mention on the PlayStation, but you get the idea. Oh, Kingdom Hearts 3, so I picked that up as well.
I also downloaded or purchased on the eShop for the Switch. Yeah, Batman The Enemy Within, which was like $4. If that's including tax, it literally comes out to $3.99.
That's not bad at all. That's a good one.
And the first season's also available for the same price.
Yeah, I know they had
Needle. And the only real downside to the Switch version is that one, it's digital only, and two, but well, it's not like the retail versions of the PS4 and Xbox One's versions were.
Yeah,
you still have to install them, and you still need to use the disc after you install them.
Yeah.
The only downside would be the graphical downgrade, and it really looks like is that the game is using a lower resolution, and it's darker. So some of like shiny objects, like the gold lettering in the cheap Gotham Police Department,
is not.
Like nearly as shiny in some corners, but it actually looks kind of better that way.
Yeah,
because like one of the problems with the Telltale games is sometimes they look too clean.
Yeah. Okay. I know that they had Ni No Kuni, the first one, the remastered first one for $15. Oh no, it was $25. Which was at least half off, so that was a pretty good deal. If you
it's like $40, so it's almost half.
It's more than half, so that was a good deal.
Isn't more than half.
Oh, I was thinking 15. Yeah, well, close. It's like 40% off, so it was a good deal. Let's see, what else did I see, Eric? There was Need for Speed, the new one. I think they had it at Best Buy for $40. Other place had it for like $35. I mean, there was a plethora of deals. I mean, there are just way too many to go through. I know at Walmart, they had a bunch of games for $25. I know the first-party Nintendo stuff was $30, like Mario Odyssey and Breath of the Wild. What else? There was Sekiro. Was $25, so that's if you still want to pick up Sekiro, pick it up at Walmart. They still have copies. They still had when I went into my Walmart, so I'm pretty sure they'll still have them online, etc. So there you go. Eric, do you want to tell everybody the PS Plus free games for the month of December?
Yeah, those games are Titanfall 2. And the worst thing they could have put on there is Monster Energy BMX Motocross or whatever. Supercross,
yeah. Not a very good one. But Titanfall makes up for it. Titanfall 2 is a great game if you haven't played it.
If you haven't already bought it already because it's cheap as shit now.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, some places have it for like $5. So it's a good game, though. Good game. I was kind of disappointed in the PlayStation Plus offerings. I don't know what the Xbox. I didn't see an updated Xbox. Xbox. Freebies for the month of December yet. So, still waiting on that. Wyland says that Arrow release of RoboCop came out this week. Totally forgot about it. Yeah, they were supposed to be adding some new stuff. Isn't it a 4K version, Wyland? Refresh my memory. I saw something about that. But
Okay. What do you mean by Arrow release? Is that the name of the company?
Yeah, it's the name of the company. Let's see. So that's about all the homey discounts we have for you this week.
I've never heard of these guys before.
Don't know if we have anything in Dear Breakman because he's not here yet. So, without further ado, let's move on to...
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
Inquiring Minds Want to Know what you've been playing, Eric.
Just more London Detective Mysteria. I haven't got too far into it because I didn't get to play it that much at work. Okay. And I spent most of Thanksgiving playing Dragon Quest XI S. Other than that, played a little bit more Romancing Saga 3 over the weekend. I nearly got to the end of the game, but I don't know if it's like the Switch just needs a firmware update to fix its... I mean, they do seem to do stability updates, and a lot of people read that as, like, code for them trying to, like, patch out, like, homebrew and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they might not be lying when they say stability updates, because my console's crashing a lot lately.
Ooh, that's not good, Eric.
But I think Romance and Saga 3 might actually have game crashing bugs that need to get fixed in it, though, because it keeps happening at the same place.
Ooh, that's not good.
The problem is when the game crashes, there's no error code that you can report to Nintendo about.
Damn, that sucks, man. It really sucks.
And there's no report button either. It's not like Sony.
Yeah. Wyland says it might be a 4K restoration, but not a 4K release. Yeah, that's. I think I read it, that it was a 4K restoration. I wasn't sure if it was a 4K disc or just out on Blu-ray. But yep, just 4K restoration. Yep. All right. Anything else you've been playing, Eric?
Not really.
All right. Real quickly, I've been playing a little bit of MPQ. I always play match of that. Played a little more Neo, and I got to the first boss, Eric, and five straight times the boss beat me without me even being able to get a fucking hit on the boss.
I only died to him the first time, and then I killed him, which is weird because other times you fight him as a normal enemy, although he doesn't show up that often, and he can one-shot you there, so you basically just have to be really, really careful.
Yeah, three shots and he killed me, and I can't even get one hit on him. So, and it's weird because
you have to wait for him to stop flailing. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, he's really slow except for that three hit move that he does. But you know, whatever. But so I played that. I was pretty happy that I got up to the first boss. So that's progress for me. And then I played and I beat.
You mean the intro? You're still on the intro?
Yeah, I'm at the end of that intro, like the first.
Oh, that's
like,
not boss. The first boss then. I don't count him as a boss.
That's a boss, man. Like I.
That's a mini boss, yeah, not a boss.
Whatever. I'm still getting my ass kicked, but I also played.
What you're supposed
Eric,
to do?
Eric, let me finish. Can I finish?
I want to help you though. What you're supposed to do is, you're supposed to let him charge you. He just does that a lot.
Yeah, it just seems when he does that, he catches me, and then it's pretty much over. I think it's because
you suck at running away. Then
no, I think what it is I got like heavy armor on, so like my what's that meter called, the one that like the stamina meter kind of goes down too quick. Yeah, I call it stamina. That's pretty much what it is. But I know what to do. It's just a matter of getting it done. But I made a little bit of progress, so I was pretty happy with that. Also been playing 999 Nonary Games. I beat the first scenario, so I'll be doing a review on that game.
It's specifically the 999 game that's a part of that collection, right?
Yeah. 999. Because it's two games, and I'm playing the first one. But I got through the first scenario, or one of the scenarios, and it was a bad scenario. So I'm going to play through all the scenarios and get all the... I mean, because that's more my speed. Like
the best thing about that version is that it has a flowchart like Virtue's Last Reward. And you just jump back to the point that you made the split at.
Yeah. So it's, that's really cool. And it's a good game. Freak 5 says he's been playing Munchkin Quack Quest, Friday 13th, and Final Fantasy 3. So there you go. So that's all I've been playing. No Breakman yet, so let's move on to
RP Grinders reviews.
I don't see any reviews for you, Eric, but I have a review, so I'll go ahead and do it. Like I said, I played in beat in one scenario 999 Nonary Games. It's a real interesting kind of visual novel action. I mean, I guess like an action type game, like where you take action, but it's fun. It's basically involves a group of nine people that try to get through a series of games a la Saw. They have like wristbands on that have numbers and You have to get through doors and cooperate with, you know, other people and stuff. But I don't know. It's intriguing. It's got a decent story. It's a good game.
You can't even see the true ending until you see all the other ones.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to see the true ending. I know the ending that I got really sucked. I ended up getting chopped up. So, you know, I got to do all the other
endings.
That's
the only ending you can get the first time through. By the way.
Okay. Well, that's the ending that I got. So, but anyways, it's a fun game and it was worth it. I think it was only like $11 or $12 for both games on PlayStation Network, for their Black Friday sale. So you can still pick
Spike,
that up.
What are you doing? Port these games to Switch.
Yeah, the Switch would be a good platform for it, but I played on the PlayStation 4 and it's fine. It's good. It's a good game. I highly recommend picking it up. I'm going to give it a solid 8 out of 10.
428, Super Scramble should also get ported to the Switch.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, no Heiscapades this week unless you have one, Eric. I didn't have
one. No.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on then.
Stinko of the week.
All right, Eric, did you have a stinko this week?
Breakdown being here. I almost didn't want to do the show today because I felt like something like this would happen and we wouldn't have much content. But surprisingly, everybody's not busy today. So they're all in the chat room.
Yeah. Freak says, what was the game I was referring to? It's 999 Nonary Games. There's two. Virtua's Last Reward, which is the second.
No, it's just look for Zero Escape Nonary Games. That's the name of the title.
Yeah, Zero Escape. No, it includes two games. So and it's on. I think it's like $12 on the PlayStation Network Free 5 if you want to pick it up. It's worth it. It's really fun. So yeah, your stinko of the week, Eric.
My stinko would be just after you eat all that food Thanksgiving, you feel like crap.
Yeah. My stinko is Freak 5 being in chat. That's my stinko. He says, my stinko is Break not being here and Frank coming back after he muted. How dare you?
Also, my stinko is having to figure out how I'm going to get by the next 2 weeks because I'm low on money again because I just spent it on rent.
Yeah, that's always the dilemma, man, for sure. My stinko's also my...
Breaks in the chat.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for him to give me the go to get him in, but... Wyland says his stinko is a plastic piece that is... Part of his window motor broke. Windows being held up by packaging, tape, and cardboard. Yep. Yeah.
Not quite true, but it might as well be, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, my stinko is also my sweeto. It's a Black Friday. I mean, madness. Madness with Black Friday, man. I mean, nothing screams capitalism but like Black Friday, but whatever. Plus side, Wyland has new part to fix it. Just has to do it on Monday. Hear ya. I hear ya.
Oh, wait. He's saying the window is being held up.
Yeah, the window.
How do you hold up a window with tape and cardboard? Cardboard in the
window. Well, you just put cardboard to, you know, to keep the weather out, man. That's all. That's what he was saying. All right. We're trying to add Break. Break, are you on the line? The cowbell's back, baby.
No, that's the bell for the barrel people. I got barrel. I need money.
There you go. Hey,
give money to Break instead of the Salvation Army because the Salvation Army sucks.
Yeah, they do.
I spend the money frivolously on myself.
Exactly. Break, man.
At least you aren't going to donate to anti-LGBT groups.
Yeah.
No donating at all. Nobody's getting shit but me.
That's the spirit. That's the Christmas spirit right there, Break.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right, Breakman, anything in Dear Breakman this week? Did you get a chance?
I know why Break was so late. He was beating the shit out of somebody over a switch, wasn't he? Yeah.
Eric beat you too. Eric beat Freak 5 too, apparently. All right. Breakman, anything in Dear Breakman?
Let me look. I got some questions from Segar, but I don't know if Dear Breakman. Let me see. You just see when if we're starting today. I don't know if he showed up or not. I let him know. Let him know I was going to be late because of, well, Black Friday is, part of the reason.
Yeah. Freak5 says, I support Break using my donation to get drunk. So there you go, Break.
Thanks.
What have you been playing, Break?
It's not. Me, I've been playing mostly the Halo pack, Master Chief multi-pack,
Freak Five's
trying to finish up the single player four so I could play ODST right before. I think actually Reach might already be out now, but I thought it wasn't until December. Early December, but so they're adding Reach also. But
Break, it was beating someone's ass over a PS4 on your Black Friday.
Yeah, I wish I was winning the fight.
You lost, man. All right.
Hey, Break, what do you think about the delisting of the Rockman games on PSN?
Oh, I didn't. That sucks. I wonder why.
I was wondering whether or not they're gearing up for a collection for the Legends games. And the only reason they're getting rid of the other ones is probably because they don't see the value in keeping those up servers that support those games up.
Yeah.
When they have the collections out.
Yeah. Anything else you've been playing, Break?
I got beat up by somebody's grandmother, according to Freak. you can't prove she was a grandmother.
So they were just old.
Yeah, exactly. You can't even prove that it was a man or a woman that beat up Break Man. So there you go. All right. Do you have any reviews this week, Break?
Let me see here. Did you guys review anything?
I did. 999 Nonary Games. I did. So. How dare you,
Freak 5? I'm trying to think. What did I watch this week?
Freak 5 is exiled. Son of a bitch.
I caught up with The Mandalorian.
Ooh. Yeah. What'd you think, man?
So I would have watched The Mandalorian, but I didn't get any time today because I was wrapped up in Dragon Quest.
Yeah, I didn't.
I think so far the show is still pretty great.
It's great. I didn't see episode 4. I saw through 3. Yeah. So, but it's really good, man. I'm not a huge. I mean, I'm a Star Wars fan, but not like,
not like me.
Not like you. I'm more of a Star Trek fan than a Star Wars fan, but I do like it. But Mandalorian is special. It's a special series, man. It's really good.
I've always quite enjoyed Star Trek too. I don't understand the people that are either or with those two.
Like, yeah, you can enjoy both. I don't like those faction. Stupid. You're a Trekkie and it's blasphemous to talk, Star Wars or vice versa. It's so stupid, you know? I mean, if you like both, you like both. I happen to like both, so. All right. Did you have a heiscapade this week, Break, just out of curiosity?
No. I saw a picture that made me want to throw up in my mouth, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for some reason, the guy who thinks he runs the planet posted a picture of his head on a young Sylvester Stallone's body.
Oh, I saw that. Are you
talking about Elon Musk?
No, Trump.
No, I'm talking about an orange smoothie.
An orange smoothie on top of Stallone's body. What the hell was that, Break? Like, that was so weird.
I threw up a little when I saw that. The fact that he thinks of himself in that way, like, that should be, that in itself is hilarious.
Yeah. Slagar says, gonna watch episode 4 when he goes upstairs, and he says, I'm with Frank, very much more Trek. Yeah, I'm a little more Trek than I am Wars, but I do like Wars, Wars in the past, Trek is in the future, all the same universe.
Technically, the way they've set up Star Wars can be in most any universe, because it's in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be you can set it up to be as pretty much it could be in our universe if they wanted it to be, you know.
I wish they would do a crossover Star Wars Star Trek event. I think that would be kind of fun.
Did they do anything like that in the comics?
No.
I know there have been a lot of crossover events in the comics with like G.I. Joe and Transformers and like that. Batman and Ninja Turtles.
Nothing that I personally know of, Break, but there's always a possibility. All right. Breakman, your stinko of the week.
Right now it's the cat who wants to walk on my monitor. Why don't you sit on my lap, girl? Come here. Come on, girl. Anyway, the reasons I were late was dealing with Black Friday issues. The store was still packed, even though it was after 5 o'clock by the time we were really done shopping.
Mm-hmm.
After 5 o'clock, and there were just lines everywhere, and trying to get help with, you know, shit was a pain in the ass. Of course, because it's Black Friday.
What store did you end up going to, Break?
Well, we were at Best Buy at the time.
Okay, all right.
I've been Black Friday shopping throughout most of the day, and the places I'd been to, none of them were like that. Everything was fine. I went in there. It was like a normal busy day, like Target, Meijer. I was in and out.
Yeah.
Best Buy. Like, I didn't think we were ever going to escape.
Yeah. I went to Walmart and Best Buy, and they both seemed okay to me. But I guess it just depends on where you were. But
yeah. Because I was shopping in a different part of town, Best Buy is, and a lot busier part of town, I guess. Just, it was insane. Mm. Yeah. We still got a pretty good deal on television, but the reason we're buying a television for Mrs. Brickman's family, her parents, my in-laws, was they had a lightning strike in their house. I don't know if it was direct, if it hit their house directly or what it did. We know it fried their truck.
Oof, yuck!
The electronics in their truck completely fried. Truck's dead and unusable. And it hit the house, and it fried one outlet. It didn't fry the entire house, just the main living room outlet, and
that's all the electronics and shit.
Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah, so they got all the electronics are fried. It sucks, but really can only replace the TV right now.
Yeah, no surge protector is going to prevent anything from getting fried.
They had a great surge protector, too.
Yeah, that sucks,
really,
man.
Sucked. It was a really nice surge protector. No, it didn't do shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They're supposed to, like, reimburse you for it if something happens, but, you know, where's the paperwork for something that's, like, 10 years old and shit
exactly.
That, you know?
Exactly. Freak5 says he has a theory about Star Wars Star Trek. In the EU, IG-88 wanted to kill all biological beings and uploaded himself into the second Death Star. Slagar says...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Slagar says, nowhere does it say that Star Wars is in a different universe. Just long ago, and Trek always used to come back in time to our time, not change universe.
Freak5 says in a different galaxy, which the galaxy in question
far,
is probably
Andromeda.
Yep, far,
the
far
galaxy
away.
Is probably Andromeda.
Yeah, probably.
No, it's far, far away. When they say that, I think they mean this is a galaxy that we could never even see. Like, it's that far.
Yeah. Freak5 says, so my theory is that what remains of the second Death Star that stored his personality somehow became the progenitor of the Borg. That's interesting. I mean, it's possible. That'd be kind of good if you wrote it, Freak 5. There you go. All right.
I wasn't done with the stinko.
Yep,
to add insult to injury,
uh-oh,
their shitty-ass insurance won't cover the truck.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Fucking insurance, man. It's because they consider it an act of God, right? Like, you know.
No, it's because they can't prove that it was lightning.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, that's their insurance reason. We can't prove that it was lightning. So
that's almost like as bad as the health industry was with health insurance, where they have a pre-existing condition.
Jesus Christ, man, that is some bullshit.
They'll find
any
excuse to not cover.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Like, there's no way that the internal wiring could have melted other than a lightning fucking strike. You know.
Without
the car being on fire, and the rest of the car obviously wasn't on fire.
That sounds like your parents need to get a lawyer and talk about, like, you know, having the insurance pay and stuff, you know, like lawyers' fees and shit, because that it sounds like it's
pretty. I don't know where they are on that. I know they might have been talking to somebody. I don't know.
Yeah, that's hopefully they get that taken care of. That's some bullshit right there, man, for sure. All right, any other stinkos break?
No, more of a pet peeve. People who don't know what a roundabout is or how to use one, you know.
Yeah.
People who seem to think a roundabout is a four-way stop. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I'm always caught behind those people.
Yeah, exactly, man. I hate those roundabouts, man. Like the worst.
I love the roundabouts. It's the people that make things bad, man, because they're dumb. They'll stop. Like, oh wait, no, there's cars coming. Nope, I gotta let that car.
That's why
no,
I hate.
Wait, no, this is not. No, that's not a stop sign. You dumbass. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's all yields. You know, it's all yields. It's like Jesus Christ. Yeah, I agree with Mrs. Breakman. Just go, motherfuckers. Just go. Okay. Slagar says that maybe your parents' truck got hit with a phaser blast.
My in-laws.
Yeah, your in-laws. There you go. So yeah, maybe they did. Maybe somebody from Star Trek beamed down and did that.
Well, somebody from Star Trek's a dick then, and they need to come back and replace the shit.
Exactly. I think I went to you with Stinkos, Eric. Did you have anything else, Eric, that you wanted to add to Stinkos? Nothing?
No, I don't.
All right. Let's move on to...
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Breakman, you're sweet of the week.
It's, you know, it's Thanksgiving. I know I'm cheating by using it again, but Thanksgiving, it's just, I love Thanksgiving. It's delicious food, and there's good football, or, unless you watch the Cowboys, New Orleans game, which is like, one team was good, and the other team was the Bungles. they played like my team. I mean, having a ball, like, just snatched out of the hands of the quarterback, shit like that, like, oh, wow, you guys. Just dumb.
So I take it New Orleans won that game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to see. I saw the first one. The first one was it was Detroit, and it was okay. It was competitive, but I don't know. But I went to Walmart after, and I didn't get a chance to see the second game. But sounds like I didn't miss anything. Mm-hmm. Are we offline? Let us know if we can still... good on my
end. Yeah, we offline because I have a sweeto. What the hell is this shit?
I think lack of cowbell, man. We need more.
Well, you know, that's part of my sweeto, actually. I wanted to get into that, but I want to find out if we can be heard first.
Yeah, let us know if you can hear somebody other than Freak Five. It looks good on my end. I don't see any problems. But what else did you have?
Come back to me then.
Okay, I'll do mine then. Eric, did you have a sweeto?
No.
All right. I got a lot of good deals, especially on 4K movies. I picked up Bohemian Rhapsody for like $8 at Walmart. I think I got quite a few. I picked up Schindler's List for $10, which was good. Shit, I got Quiet Place for $8. So they had quite a few good deals on 4K movies, which I was really, really happy about. I picked up at Best Buy. I picked up Halloween 4K, so I was happy with that. Couple others. I did get The Shining. Bernie says thank you for reminding me. The Shining I picked up for $12, which. It's a little more expensive than one I wanted to pay, but it's my favorite, so, you know, there you go. Freak 5 Sweeto is, he's been off since Wednesday. That's really cool. All the snow was north of us on our drive to southern Missouri, so there you go. Lots of good deals. I picked up a controller, a wireless PowerA controller from... Walmart for $30. I didn't think I was going to get that because they sold out so quick online. But it's a slick Zelda themed controller. The only downside to that controller is that it's battery powered with AA batteries instead of having a rechargeable battery in it, but whatever. So there you go. Back to you, Break. They can hear us.
Okay, now that they can hear us, you know, it's a cowbell to celebrate. Celebrating this, I found when I was helping Mr. Breakman.
Oh, dear Lord.
Mr. Breakman has a harmonica.
This is the worst day of my life. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't know how to play it, but... Do you want to play it?
It's your harmonica. It's very, very apparent that you don't know how to play it, Break, and don't ever do that again.
She looked at me like, oh, well, you suck.
Oh, yeah. There's a Black Friday deal. Collection of mana for $20.
Oh, that's a good deal, for sure. On
I think that's not just the eShop. It might also be the retail release.
Yeah. Freak 5 says,
But Indivisible is 15.
Yeah, Freak 5 is happy you brought back the harmonica, Breakman, but I not so much. I'm not not that excited about it at all. I do like the cowbell, but harmonica.
Mrs. Breakman likes the harmonica more.
Oh boy, yeah. Let's pretend that
I'm sorry if I have to please one of you two. You know, I'm just saying.
Well, you want the snow to come?
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. I don't even know what they're talking about in chat.
Actually, yeah, I don't know. What's Brent going to talk about 4 days?
Sheesh, I don't know. All right, let's move on. Fucking harmonica. You're the bane of my existence, Breakman. What the hell's wrong with you? All right, here we go.
Nothing's wrong with me.
What is... Oh, boy. God damn it.
It's harmonica that's wrong.
Am I going to have to hang up on Breakman? Jesus Christ, man. Oh, pretty soon he's going to be doing Johnny Cash songs and shit in harmonica. Jesus Christ.
Wait, I just...
Oh, boy. He's got a new toy. He's excited.
Cowbell and harmonica.
It's bittersweet.
Find a way to combine them somehow and make a new instrument.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't give him... Didn't have any goddamn ideas, Eric, you son of a bitch. Jesus Christ, man. All right, let's move on, guys. All right, guys, it's the free-for-all this week. I got a couple of things to talk about. First, Black Friday hauls. I know we talked a little bit about them, but what was your favorite thing that was on sale that you got, or maybe you didn't get, but you thought that was a really, really good deal? And I'll start with you, Eric.
I could have got Spider-Man Gold Game of the Year Edition for $15, but I already have the original version. But, like, the DLC is $15, but I can't get it because my money situation right now is pretty tight.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my pick. I got the Game of the Year edition, which, like you said, the DLC itself is $15. So to get the whole game plus the DLC for $15 is a great deal at Best Buy.
Which is dumb that the season pass isn't also discounted. It's like, yeah. No, here's the DLC. You can just buy piecemeal.
Yeah, I know. It's weird how they do things, but. Weiland got the Flash season 5 on Blu-ray for $10. It's not a bad deal, man. Bernie got it wasn't a Black Friday deal, but Bernie got this new really cool bedspread that has like a lot of the covers for horror movies on it, which I thought was cool.
There wasn't a season pass for Spider-Man, but like why not just make the cool Game of the Year edition on the store? 15.
What was that, Break?
Jesus. This is a train whistle. Apparently, I'm not doing it very well.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that needs some work for sure.
Train whistle. Sorry. She'll have to teach me how to use this one.
Yeah,
all exactly. These wonderful toys Mrs. Breakman has.
Oh, Mrs. Breakman. How could
she also has a duck whistle.
Oh, boy. Like,
yeah, I bet she has a Vuvuzela, too. What about Kazoo?
Because I like the Vuvuzela. The Vuvuzela, if you had one of those, that'd be pretty cool. Freak Fight thinks you're a bard, Breakman. Nice. You are the bard of RP Grinders.
Triangle.
The triangle, Bernie says. Jesus Christ.
I need one of those things like you wear that whole get up, you know, so you have like the triangle with your knees. Oh my God.
Next week you're going to find out that you just covered an accordion.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
Yes! Yes!
Oh.
Accordion, accordion, accordion.
Okay, so back to
from the master himself.
Dare you. The best deal was definitely the Spider-Man deal, in my opinion. Also, Kingdom Hearts 3 for 15 wasn't a bad pickup, so I got that as well. But I did most of my shopping from the comfort of my own home. I did go and pick up a few 4K movies. I mentioned The Shining, Bohemian Rhapsody. Picked up Schindler's List for $10, so I thought that was a good deal. 4K Ultra HD and all that good fun stuff. Bagpipes, Freak Five says. Yeah, exactly. He calls you the Spoony Bard. I don't know what that means. So yeah, there you go. What was your, like, either the best deal you got or the best deal that you saw, Breakman?
You know what? I guess it was probably the TV that they bought. It wasn't not a bad TV for $180, I think, something like that.
What kind of TV did you get?
It's a Samsung TV.
Oh, nice. What size?
Smart TV, 40 inches.
Not bad. 40-inch TV for $180. Not bad at all. Is it capable of doing 4K?
No, the 4K one was $230.
So you were a cheap bastard and didn't get your, I think they know their value.
I was not the one who was buying it, it was them, and they didn't get 4K because they don't have 4K Blu-ray player or anything that can do 4K.
That's right.
It's going to be hard enough, trying to teach them the smart TV.
Yeah, that's going to be a task in itself. Freak 5 says in Final Fantasy IV, Tella calls Edward the Spoony Bard. That is correct.
Yeah, that's why he called me a Spoony Bard. Why? Yeah. Did you say something about that, Frank?
Yes, I did.
Did you correct him or something?
No, I didn't correct him. I just told him. I said that's what he called you, son of a bitch.
Does that make Frank Tella then? Is he going to start casting Meteo?
How dare you?
Meteor, sorry.
I need practice.
Oh, dear Lord. Dear Lord, he's doing scales on RP Grinders on a harmonica. My worst nightmare has come true. Can't believe this. Okay.
No, I think your worst nightmare is if next week Eric gets one too.
Oh, dear Lord. I didn't. I just totally spaced that, Freak Five. I didn't know why he said that. The Spoony Bard. I just thought he wanted to spoon with you or something, Breakman, that's all. Yeah, exactly. Who doesn't? Okay, let's move on to another topic I want to talk to you guys about, and it kind of affects RP Grinders. It's this new Child Online Protection Act thing, COPPA, however they want to say it. YouTube is acting really strange with it, and I don't get I don't get why it's going to be so hard. Like, right now, like, I have to, before every video, instead of just making my whole channel, you know, not kid-friendly, which it's definitely not, we curse up a storm. Sometimes there's, you know, when I have video working, I might play something that might be offensive to kids, so I make sure, and I thought I had my channel set, but there's no way of setting the entire channel to not be safe for, COPPA's not new at all, Slagar, but the way that YouTube is handling it is new. And, you know, apparently, according to the rules of that law, individual creators can be fined $40,000, which, I mean, I'm safe because I, you know, before I do every show, I put,
And I think most people are. It's just that, what about the people that aren't? It's still fucked up.
Yeah. The enforcement is Slagar. That's definitely right. And it's really strange. Like, I can't just set the channel to be... I already put an age gate on it that said on Twitch and on YouTube, like, you know, it's for mature audiences only. Like, we're very uncensored.
Can we put, like, gun turrets up or something to keep the kids out? Would exactly. that make them happy if they knew the kids' lives were in danger if they came in? Would that make them happy?
Yeah, exactly. You know, the strange thing about this whole COPA thing is, guys, is that... kid-friendly shows are the ones that are going to be affected the most. So a lot of the YouTube mm-hmm. creators that have kid-friendly content on their stations, they're going to be the ones that are demonetized. I'm not monetized on YouTube. We don't have enough subscribers. We don't have, you know.
I got demonetized a while ago, but then again, I stopped making videos, so that's why.
Yeah. Well,
when we ask for money on YouTube, they laugh.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, yeah. Nice story, kid. Come back when you got 100,000 subscribers. But so this is, I mean, it's really strange for Grinders. I'm thinking of shutting down YouTube completely. I hate to do that because it's yet another avenue people can listen to the show. But, I mean, it's not like we're making a ton of money off of YouTube anyways. We're not making any money off of it. So it wouldn't be a huge loss for me. Most of our audience comes through Twitch and Podbean and Stitcher and other places other than YouTube. I think I got a total of 10 subscribers on there. So, you know, that's it is what it is. And I'm kind of wondering what you guys think about YouTube's crackdown, you know, of almost everybody, you know, and the fact that they can arbitrarily say that, you know, and hand over information to the government that should be none of the government's business. They can, you know, if they want to, they can be offended by our show or not. But
and the people that want to keep handing the government more and more power really are saying the shit out.
Freak Five is trying to use reverse psychology, but like, I think as fucked up as America is, it'll only make them feel safer.
He says, add a picture of a Catholic priest to the RP Grinders logo that will warn kids away. You know what? That's, yeah, exactly. It's like that old joke. You've know wrestling terms, right? Breakman, you know, mm-hmm. like, you know what a half Nelson is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a full Nelson is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have the Father Nelson, which includes bending over people and, you know, doing them from behind. So. That, you know, you got the half Nelson, the full Nelson, and then, of course, the Father Nelson. So,
ouch.
Yeah. It was scary to me in a way because I'm like, look, we're very uncensored on this show. I pull no punches. I'm not going to let anybody tell me what I can and can't say on this show. I don't get paid for it. And to be potentially fine $40,000 because I may have forgotten to put up mature audiences, you know, note at the beginning of every show is strange. Like,
why do we have to for just language? Like, I've noticed like music venues for rappers and such, they don't have to do that for just
they have money.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying like for just like profanity and language stuff like that, they don't have to do anything like that.
Yeah.
At least in Ohio, they don't have to do that.
Well, I mean the thing about it is like
they can list themselves as all audiences is what I mean.
Yeah. Slagar says a mature audience note won't matter, and that's exactly right. Like, I have to specifically before every episode that I put on before we get on the air, I have to. You know, put it in a category of mature audiences only, and you know that's all I can do. Like, what else? I mean, I can't prevent somebody from clicking on the show and stating that they're mature. Like, it shouldn't. The onus should not be on me. I mean, I've already done my job. I've already said that this is very, you know, adult oriented material, and I put that. It's not an age gate thing, but it's a mature audience button that you put on there. That's all I can do. So if YouTube comes back to me and says, you know what, your show is not kid friendly, I don't know what to tell them other than you know, it's every tool that they gave me, I've done. So, you know, it's what it is. So I'm wondering, what do you think? Do you think this is YouTube overreach, or do you think that they're just covering their asses and they're doing the right thing? What do you guys think?
I think it's their platform and they can do whatever they want. I think it's our right and our prerogative to also do what we want, which, you know, we can either abide by it or we could say, give them the finger and walk away.
Yeah, and I'm leaning towards the latter break because obviously none of us have 40 grand to, you know, right. just willy-nilly give up to the government for, which I think 40,000 is super excessive, and that's for each incident. So if there's, let's say there's 10 kids that have logged onto this channel and they happen to complain to YouTube and the government, I mean, that's 10 separate instances of 40 grand that the channel would be looking at. And there's, I mean, there's no monetization to begin with. So, you know, I mean, if I can't figure out how to make it permanently to where I don't have to think about this every single time, I'm just going to end the YouTube stream. Because like I said, we've got a total of 10 subscribers, and I love every one of those people that are on there. But, you know, I'm just going to have to make a video saying, hey, you know, it's like, you know. Yeah, and Slagard, 40K per episode retroactive. So they could go back in the archives of RP Grinders, which how many episodes do we have on there? Literally hundreds of episodes.
I'm wondering what I should do with my Let's Plays. I swear on some of them.
Yeah, I don't know is the answer, Eric.
With the higher episode counts are going to be the ones I look at first.
Yeah, I understand that too. Now, make no mistake.
Because
I
mean, they understand they're going to get more money off them. So.
Yeah, but I mean, you... I mean,
that's your goal anyway. This is all about fucking money and what the government can do to take it away from us.
Yeah, 40,000.
You know, the government, with all the money they have, want to take it away from us who don't have it.
And what's funny is half of the people in this country don't even make 40,000 a year. So I don't understand where they think they're going to be getting all this money from. You know, it's just, it's a stupid thing. I could see a $500 fine or, you know, something like that if you can't, you know, prove that you did everything in your power to make it a mature audience only deal. But that's kind of ridiculous. I think YouTube is kind of overreaching, and I know that the government is overreaching for sure. So, but I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I mean, it's not that.
Well, I mean, it was kind of YouTube's fault to begin with. They weren't doing the enforcements that COPPA set out for them to do.
Yeah.
And now they're getting fined for it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in all honesty, like, I'm not 100% worried about it because, like I said, we got 10 subscribers. I doubt any 10 of those people are going to complain about the show, but it's always a what if, you know? It's like...
So this is more like YouTube's reaction to dealing with the fact that they're getting fined.
Yeah. And like I said, this affects mostly kid-friendly content. Like, their demonetization has been crazy. Like, there's been a bunch of channels that have been fined for saying, like innocuous stuff. Like, I think one of them, they said cool in an episode, and that was considered, like, too risque for a kid-friendly show. And I'm like, what kind of planet are y'all living on? Like, you know, I mean, this is...
That sounds like the same censorship people that... I heard of a lady... How was it that I heard of this lady? She came into one of the stores when I was working at Game Crazy.
Imagine if the word mustard made people insane.
Hang on, Eric. What were you saying, Brace?
She thought Mario was too violent for her kids.
Mario too violent. Oh boy!
Because you jump on Goombas.
Whatever.
And her kids weren't that young either. Like, they were, I think, 10-ish that age area.
Freak says, I might complain. Frank better quit reading my comments incorrectly. How dare you, son of a bitch!
He used comments on her YouTube videos.
I talked to her directly. Now that I think about it, she came into my store. That's right.
Yeah.
God.
Here's the thing,
Frank,
though.
You've been spiking my beer with something.
Yeah, good LSD, man, for sure. Yeah, see, there's always that danger, Freak Five. Like, honestly, like, nothing I've ever said on this show has been so off kilter that it's just going to, you know, ruin a kid. But from time to time, we do get into heady, you know, adult related, you know, video game questions like censorship and and politics.
Can we talk about boobies and sex and penises?
Yes, exactly.
Drugs,
except
but boobies mostly.
I usually say tits and ass and dicks, but
and vaginas. Vaginas too. Yeah. I shouldn't you know, we shouldn't just talk about penises. We gotta be equal rights, we have to talk about vagina.
Yeah. Let's see. Weiland says Killer Instinct is on sale again for $10. That's a good sale.
So yeah, he was saying it for me because I said I bought, but I let him know.
I have
that
a question for
it.
People.
He said we need to play again, and I'm logging out of chat. I'll talk to you guys later.
I wonder if anybody, like specifically Johnny Wufei, could answer this, but maybe he can, maybe he can't. I don't know. Have you played Dragon Ball Z Fighters? Or FighterZ, Dragon Ball FighterZ.
I'm sure Weiland has.
Because if he's picked up the season pass for the both season passes, like if you bought a season pass now, would it just be season pass 1 and 2 rolled in to 1?
Yeah.
Because like when I went to the eShop for Dragon Ball Z Fighter or Dragon Ball FighterZ season pass. It only displayed the second one. I did like, where's the first one? How come I can't buy it?
Interesting. Freak5 says, Frank talks about how much he likes smoking pot. That might offend someone. See, that's a good point, Freak5. Like, here in Colorado, it's legal. It's legal to smoke it, own it, you know, up to a certain amount, etc. So if I'm doing a podcast talking about weed smoking and it offends someone in fucking Ohio or Iowa or you know, something like that, then that could be a complaint. And it's a legit complaint, I guess. But if my channel is for mature audiences only, then that should take care of my end of liability. Now, if YouTube wants to do something else, then, you know, whatever. So he has not played FighterZ. Eric, so there you go. You have it for the Switch?
Yeah.
I don't.
But like, I don't know. Like, so he's played KI. So like, are both available, or do you just buy the one now?
I don't know what to tell you. But all right. So any final thoughts on YouTube?
Maybe it was there, and it was just so far down the list. I didn't want to bother looking for it.
Yeah.
But like, you think they put the two of them together?
Yeah. All right, anybody else want to talk about anything else, or are we going to shut this shit down early today?
So I never heard this, where Beerus was changed to root beer. What?
Was it root beer or something like that?
Yeah. I thought you were talking about the character Beerus. I was like, wait a minute.
Beerus? No, beer. Beer.
Yeah, Roshi's beer mug was changed to, like, frothy water. Not even root beer. It's like...
So stupid. Like, that's what we're talking about. That's what I'm talking about in chat. It's like the censorship of children. Yeah. Like, we treat children like they...
Like they're idiots.
Yeah, like they're stupid.
Yeah, kids are
and...
inexperienced, but the inexperience is not the same as being dumb.
And there's no pain or suffering. Like, the world is always a happy place and everything's going to go right for them.
We can't mention death. We can't, you know, talk about the fact that people bleed when they die, when they get cut and stuff. So,
right.
So like, characters in DBZ aren't bleeding in the old dub.
Yeah, I mean, or old G.I. Joe, where they always got out of the vehicle and parachuted away before it blew up, you know?
Or nobody ever gets shot, because that's why all the villains are terrible shots. Because they can't actually kill each other.
Yeah, everybody's a stormtrooper.
Or like, I was watching Arrow earlier today, and like, they're shooting at him with machine guns, and he's just running past them. Like, wow, like that's amazing. No wonder these kids have unrealistic expectations. The media and their parents are telling them they can do anything and be anything.
Yeah, Freak 5 says it isn't the content; it's the asshole kids disobeying their parents. And trying to find the media their parents don't want them to consume. See, that's the thing. Like kids are like, the more you keep something away from a kid, the more curiosity compels them to look for that content. You know, like when I was a kid, like, you know, of course I was, you know, craving that content. Like all kids do. You know, it's taboo.
Quit avoiding teaching your children about sensitive subjects and just talk about it
Yeah, yeah.
For instance, when I was a kid, my mom wouldn't let us watch. She wouldn't let us watch The Simpsons for a while.
Yeah, yeah. See,
because The Simpsons were considered like offensive, and she still to this day thinks The Simpsons are offensive.
Yeah, Wyland says like, there's two season passes for the Switch, Eric. Slagar says it's don't have much to do with the content of the shows for kids. It's how they are tracked, ads, chat, etc. That's the thing, Slagar. Mm-hmm. I can't control who comes in and out of chat. You know, I know you hooligans, but you know, if a kid happens to wander in and somebody says fuck or shit or damn or hell, then, you know, I can't control that they see that. Like that, I mean, if you want to fine somebody $40,000, I guess, I mean, I just think it's excessive. Like, I really do.
Meanwhile, they can watch videos of video games and movies where people are getting shot and blood's being splattered around, stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah, and it's okay. You know, it's like, but yet, here
fuck
we are.
This is a bad thing. You can't fucking say fuck.
Yeah, and you can't say titties or ass or
cunt. Murder's good, but swearing and sex are bad.
Yeah, exactly. Did either of you have anything else you want to talk about in Free For All, or should we just call it?
Why do you want to leave, Frank?
I don't want to leave. Apparently,
you're trying to run away. Like, I was late, so I didn't get to do the news, and I wasn't here.
Yeah, you know, and we even saved the news.
I think he wants to play more 999. That's what he wants to do.
Yeah, exactly. No,
I knew I was going to be late, but I didn't realize I was going to be this late.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I got here, of course, my computer wanted to be.
Of course.
I want food. That's why I want to get out of here.
Yeah, see, look, everybody's
I haven't had anything to eat in a long time.
Freak says, visiting my in-laws, two Westerns my father-in-law has watched started with scenes of people having sex in brothels. Visually very tame, but it was very explicit to what was going on. And then all the gun violence. A lot of those old Westerns were very violent, just like the times. So,
I mean, you know. Sure, kids shouldn't be watching it, but doesn't mean they can't handle it. But at the same time, it's like the fear of them freaking out over seeing something like that shouldn't be controlling their ability to watch content.
I agree. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, go out and show your
kids. We should be more restrictive of kids watching gun violence than we should of them hearing profanity.
Yeah, it's kind of the opposite in Europe. In Europe, they're very laissez-faire when it comes to nudity and even sometimes sex if it's done properly.
Well, unless you're in Germany.
But they're very, very anti-violent, you know, so they will cut out content for violence, which I think makes a lot more sense than cutting out content for nudity.
And if you're in the UK, being gay, showing gay characters is also a no-no because they still have very big anti-LGBT sentiment over there.
It's really
stupid. I mean, gay people still can't get married in the UK. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
As far as Germany is concerned, they kind of earned it.
Yeah.
I mean, within the span of, 30 years, they waged two world wars. They've kind of earned the censorship they're going through right now, and
it
should stay like that for a while. Sorry, Germans, but
I
kind of earned it. I'm sorry, you guys.
I think they've done their penance.
I don't know. They still have problems with like neo Nazis and stuff over there.
Well, so do we in this country.
I'm not defending us at all.
Yeah.
I'm saying they've earned their censorship. I'm complaining about our censorship, too.
Yeah.
Ours is fucked up. It doesn't make any damn sense.
Yeah, it really doesn't. But, I mean, we've talked about it ad nauseum on this show. I mean, censorship just fucking sucks no matter what. So, you know, it's just, I mean, there's such a thing as self-censorship, and then there's
like, I think
just censorship.
Germany only just recently, like, eliminated the censorship of, like, Nazi imagery in video games.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Well, yeah, like at the same time, I understand. Like, they shouldn't like hide from their past at all. The kids there need to learn. They need to know like what happened.
They definitely
like it being again. There is not an endorsement. It's just there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
I was just kidding about all the, you know, you deserve like to be punished forever. I was just kidding about that. Like you. Germany needs to, like, the kids need to learn new things. They need to be taught, like, hey, listen.
I think ironically, by censoring stuff like this.
And the teens, like, oh, we thought maybe we could rule the world. We fucked up a little. We killed a lot of people. I mean, a lot
It's okay to learn from your past. The United States would do well by teaching people the truth about Native Americans and other atrocities that we've done worldwide, including regime change and stuff like that. But
who actually celebrates Thanksgiving? Not me. Screw that. I mean, we fucked over the natives when we moved here.
Yeah.
I celebrate it as a holiday for family. It's not, I'm not celebrating what, like, people did before I was around, you know?
Yeah.
I don't care what some people did. Break needs to learn how to play KI. I'm sorry, I'm trying to get something out and I'm reading what he's saying at the same time.
Freak says his aunt posted a meme about people being offended being a new thing. I told her, you act like there were never anti-blasphemy laws. Exactly. And then you pointed out, Weiland says Break needs to learn how to play KI. So that he's calling you out.
Does anybody want to buy an Xbox?
Yeah, there you go. Okay, I think that's all we got time for today, unless you guys have anything else that you want to talk about. All right.
It's food quiz time.
What I was trying to say with, like, the celebrating Thanksgiving or Christmas or something, these are holidays to me that are meant for spending time with your family. Like, I don't care.
As long as your family is an asshole.
Homestead and shit like that. If your family's a bunch of assholes, that's it. It's a whole different story. Sorry about your luck. I don't know what to tell you. But if you love your family and you want to spend time with them, or you like the holiday and you like celebrating, if you like decorating your Christmas tree and Christmas lights, you don't have to be religious. You don't have to be pagan or.
You know what, Break?
Have to subscribe to anything at all. You could just like the lights.
I want to talk about that next week, Break. I'm glad you brought that up. Let's talk about that next week. Celebrating holidays and what they mean to different people and stuff. Remember that for next week.
I hope that the Columbus Day guys get abolished at some point, though.
Yeah, they should make that a voting holiday, Columbus Day. Let's see. Freak Fight says, I see Thanksgiving as a celebration of how nice the First Nationers were. It isn't a celebration of the atrocities committed against them. We'll talk about it next week, Freak Five. I have maybe some thoughts on that as well. But
and then the week after that, we got the Keeleys to talk about.
The what?
The Keeley Awards.
We could also do, not next week, but the week after. I want to get our Games of the Year out of the way. I don't know if we should do it the second or third week, because I think the third week.
Fuck the Game Awards. We'll do our own.
we're definitely doing our Games of the Year and stuff. But I'm wondering if we should do it like second or third week. Probably third week, right? Third week of December. So, anyways.
I thought the third one was going to be fucking.
Food, family, and fucking. Yeah, not necessarily in that order.
Yeah, I don't think I've used family and fucking in the same sentence before like that.
No, not with your family, just with your significant other.
Or not significant others.
I know, but like just the awkwardness of how it would come out, like food, family, fucking football. Like, wait.
Yeah, exactly. Or
fucking football, or you're saying your family fucking? What's going on here?
Football fucking.
Hey, football fucking. Fucking football.
We're fucking footballs
there
here.
There you go.
Leave us alone.
Okay. I think that's all we got time. Let's do our
of that guy who fucked the inner tube story that you had.
Let's do our plugs. What about you, Break? Plug away.
You can follow me at Break_man on Twitter. I don't think I've been as controversial this week. Mostly I've been smacking down. I don't know. I tweeted some guy who actually responded to me, which was kind of a surprise. Like, really conservative right wing, and he said some stupid things to me, and I corrected him because he was wrong, and of course he never responded. And then some of his followers started tweeting me, and it'd been like that, and I'm like, I was laughing at some stuff they said. And then one of them tried to quote the Constitution. He said, in Article 2 of the Constitution, it says the president can do whatever the hell he wants.
I'm no, like, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It does say that the president can be impeached for bribery, though.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't talk to me again.
Of course not. When you bring receipts, they never, you know, never respond. let's see. Weiland says he needs to update MK11. And Freak says, don't kink shame. You can fuck food, too. Yeah. And I agree.
And Weiland, I will play KI with you sometime. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
I'm fine with losing. I don't care.
As long as it's recorded and I could show it on the show when I get video back, that would be fantastic.
Like, I can't beat him. I can't beat my brother at Marvel versus Capcom. Is it the second one or something? There's one I'm like, he just beats me with whatever character combination he uses. Yeah. And within 20 minutes, I want to break the control in half, kick the TV over, and leave.
Yeah.
I know this is a couple of weeks old, but did you watch the Sergeant Candy video?
No.
From Terminator 3.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah. Okay. Eric, your plugs.
excuse me. You can find reviews I've written on sites like BostonBashBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com, and HonestGamers.com. And my review of Sparklight is up on TotallyGN.com right now. And I didn't get to any this week, and probably not going to have any uploaded until the start of next week or in the middle of next week, because can't imagine the Web Arthur will be around because of Thanksgiving stuff.
Yeah.
But if you liked what I've written and you want to support me, you can go to my Patreon page and give me as little as a dollar. That would help me out. And my Patreon link is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
Nope.
All right, I want to thank everybody in chat. Commander Root was in there. Phil the Bernie was in there. What's up, Bernie? Even though she's right next to me. Freak 5 was in there. Weiland. Lurks was in there. And Zenikyber. Lurks has a nice stream to watch. He plays a lot of Apex and other games. So check out Lurks' stream. Slagar was in there. Thanks for being in there, y'all. Means a lot. I didn't get a chance to do a review, even though I saw Dora. And if you want a movie that's just really fun and kind of a cool, like, kid version of Tomb Raider, you know? I mean, I thought it was fun. I didn't get a chance to do a review. Maybe I'll do it next week.
Is Dora on Netflix or something?
I don't think Netflix, but it's at the Redbox for sure. So it's worth the Redbox. I was pleasantly surprised by it. So, you know, there you go. Let's see what else. You know, there's still deals to be had on Walmart, Best Buy, etc. So just go.
That reminds me, Jumanji is coming out in a few weeks.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
Or me? That. No, I think it's this week actually. Yeah.
But Dora was a fun movie. Make sure and rent it. It was really surprisingly fun. If you liked those type of movies that are just fun, it's definitely a fun movie and a very. Very kid-friendly, since we were talking about kid-friendly material, but there was enough adult referenced...
fucking kids and their fucking material.
Exactly. You're trying to get us kicked off of YouTube for sure, Breakman.
Fuck all right. You, YouTube.
Yeah. You can follow me on Twitter, at Frank Branches, and you can follow me...
Guys aren't going to join in. You're just going to point that on me.
Yeah, no. Fuck you, Twitter.
Fuck you, Google.
Yeah, fuck Google. let's see. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branch. You can follow me on any of the systems, whether it be Nintendo, Sony, or Microsoft, at RP Grinders or just RP Grinders. I don't know why I say at all the time, probably Twitter thing, but, okay. Oh, wow. This is weird. Freak Pie says his in-laws have a Chihuahua named Smokey. My mom used to have a long-haired Chihuahua named Smokey. Hey, Smokey, it looks like when you've been eating corn. Ugh, gross. Okay, so that's about it. There's a bunch of 4K Ultra HD disc at Walmart. If you guys want to do the Black Friday thing, go pick them up. There's plenty left. I walked in and just grabbed what I wanted. So that's about it. And also, I got to say, the crowds weren't as bad as what I thought they were going to be for Black Friday. So, anything else you guys got?
Yeah, I wish I knew what the good Cyber Monday deals were.
Yeah,
I need to do some cyber shopping.
There was no real like indicator.
A lot of these Black Friday deals last until that time.
Yeah. All right. I think that's about it. Everybody, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. How dare you? Oh.